disciples before this great cross. And so today I want to look at one of those times that Lord Jesus, he just displayed his power, but he also showed his presence to his disciples. Mark chapter 4. Many of you know where we're going. Mark chapter 4. Bring a little context of what we're going to read. They come to the Sea of Galilee. Again, the Sea of Galilee is like a big lake. It's approximately 13 miles long, 8 miles wide. That's a pretty good lake, right? That sounds pretty good. But it's a big lake. It's also the lowest fresh body water on the planet Earth. And so the fresh water is the lowest. And then it's surrounded by mountains, okay? If you've ever been in the mountains or around the mountains, you know the weather changes on a dime. If it's raining, 10 minutes later, it's not raining. It can be steaming cold, it can be foggy, I mean, it's crazy weather on mountains. So you have this lowest body of water surrounded by mountains. And because of that, cool air comes down off those mountains, hits the warm waters, and what's been known to happen, it creates explosive thunderstorms on the Sea of Galilee. I mean, crazy weather. Sometimes you get waves, 10, 12, even recorded 20 feet high waves on the Sea of Galilee. I mean, crazy storms, right? And that's where the story starts. And so we're in Capernaum, and we're going to go over the Sea of Galilee to Geshura. And that's where we're headed, okay? A little context, because there's a problem here. Before we get a problem, I think it's important to understand the context of what's going on, because it helps us know exactly where Jesus is at. And so we're over in Capernaum. Jesus is teaching. He's been teaching all day. And suddenly people start growing and growing and growing. And the crowd is getting crazy. And so comes the point in the disciples like, all right, let's put Jesus in the boat, float him out a little ways, and let him speak to the crowd in the boat. And so that's what they did. Put him in the boat. They push him off the shore so he can start teaching. And what happens is he starts teaching these parables, right? And what you're going to see is he's like a full day of lecturing going on. And so there's a full day of lecturing, and if you've ever been in some of these classes in higher education, they do that. They'll lecture, and they'll basically speak at you, and they're like you're learning through a fire hole, basically, what's happening. And then they hit you with this, like, all right, now we're going to do a practical. You'll love that. Now we're going to practice what we just taught you. You're like, I'm still trying to understand what you taught me. And they're like, yeah, now we're doing a practical. We're going to see if you understand what I taught you. That's what we're going to see happening today. And so Jesus goes into these parables, right? The first one is the parable of the sower. A lot of us have heard this, right? He says, all right, sower goes out to spread the seed. Some seed falls on a path. Birds of the air come, grab it, leave. Some of the seed falls on shallow ground. And the shallow ground, they don't get the roots. And so when the sun comes out, the heat of the day, it just burns the plant up. Some of it lands on decent soil, but when it starts coming up, thorns come with it, and it's like these worries of the world start choking the seed out, and the seed dies. In other places, it says they fall on good soil, right? And that produces a harvest of 30, 60, 100 times. So everybody's standing around, oh, that's so good. That is so good. You know, they like, after service day, people are like, oh, Pastor, that was so good. That was so good. Disciples are doing it. Oh, that's so good. Disciples pull Jesus aside after, like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you just tell me how good it was. What? You didn't understand? It was good. But can you tell us what it meant? And that's what disciples are doing. So Jesus is like, okay, here's what it means. He tells them what it means. He tells them that, listen, the seed that fell on the path, it gets taken away. It's like when your enemy, Satan, comes and steals get in a boat. They got in a boat, and guess what happens? A storm. Why? How many times, I don't know if you think this, but how many times would said to them, hey, let's go to the other side. And there's some of you who relate to that. God spoke to you a long time. He spoke to you to do something. And then the storms of the world came, the waves, and it just overwhelmed. The thing that you believed for back when you said your covenant vows, you thought it was going to be great, it's going to be so great. Turns out it's not. God, your hand is really promise that Jesus always loves me, but it sounds too good to be true. Because you don't know me, Pastor. You don't know what I've done, you know, or been, you don't know, you know, I just have my doubts. Can I show you something? I want to go back to Matthew 28, verse 17. Look at this. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. Okay, that's awesome, right? Again, this is after the death. After he dies a horrible death on the cross, they put him in a grave, and he rises again. He's seen well over 500 people have seen him by now. You know, he's getting ready to ascend to heaven. But look at the last part of that. Some doubt. Are you kidding me? Some doubt. They saw him as a man. They saw him die. They saw him rise again from death. And some doubt. And this is one of those times where I thank the Lord we're not God. Because I would have wiped him out. Like, all right, I gave him a chance. Like, I spent 30 years with you. You know, I showed you miracles. I healed the sick. I died and raised from dead. And you still don't believe? I didn't show you. Sure, 17 comes before 20. And so we get the 7 down, but then we get verse 20. Look at it. Be sure of this. I'm with you always. That promise was closed for those even who doubted. He knew that. He knew there were some in the crowd that day, some of the disciples even doubted. But he said, you know what? I'm going to promise this to you. It was for them. So if you're doubting today, guess what? That's just called human nature. To be honest, there's still storms in my life. Sometimes I doubt. That doesn't disqualify me. If I'm in Christ, that promises for me, even when I have my doubts, even the days when I'm like, God, don't you even care? That promise is still for me. How amazing is our God? He knows that. He knows we're even doubters. But he said, you know what? I'm still going to make you a promise. I'll be with you always. Would you stand with me this morning? If you're in here, you are feeling some storms in your life.
Scarlett, can you tap your mic so I can see what number you are?
You need to be reminded that he is with you. He's in the boat with you right now. He may have even led you into the storm. That doesn't mean you're in trouble. He's not disciplining you. He's trying to show you something. He's trying to teach you something right now. He wants to remind you he is with you. I don't deserve it. None of us deserve it. That's what's wonderful. We're all in the same boat in that thing. None of us deserve it. We can't earn it, we can't qualify for it, we can't pay for it, we can't. And yet he still chose to make your life that promise. I can't tell you how good our God is. If you're in his morning, you're going through some storms. storm and not Jesus. He wants you, the enemy wants you to take your eyes off of Jesus and put it on your storm. And you forget this promise. You forget who's in the boat with you. This morning I want you to hear about it. And I believe if you come down and we're going to pray for you, I believe God's going to shower you with his love and let you know you are not alone. Whatever struggles going on, he has not left your side. He wants to remind you of this morning. Would you pray with me, dear Father, Lord God?
Chris, I'm going to turn on this pad in a second if you want to gradually lift it up.
Ages, I'm standing on your faithful.